Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you could have a place where you could ask those questions about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants you to know, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes. So if you have questions about your life, then feel free to give me a call. And the number is, hold on, I know what the number is. It is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And today's show it's about identity. Identity is fun. So if you have questions about your identity, and we all have numerous identities actually, if you find yourself being different with different people, it's because you've gone into your different identities. And so one of the goals of our lives is to actually reach a point where we are in our true identity, and that is who we always are, no matter who we're around. So it's kind of something to shoot for. Let's go to our first caller from area code 631. Hi, who's this?
How are you doing today? My name is Dawn.
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing
well,
thank you.
Hi, Don. What can I do for you?
I guess it could pertain to identity somewhat. I'm actually calling from New York, and I'm looking to move to Charlotte, North Carolina, and to basically regain my identity. Start life over again.
So,
and I was wondering if you saw anything coming up.
Well, my first question is, why would you need to move to a new city to gain your identity?
I'm done with New York. I'm done with Long Island, where I live. I just need a fresh start with life. I need a reset, and I can't do it here.
Okay. What is it about your life you want to reset?
I've been laid off from jobs over the year, several jobs over the year. My wife and I aren't doing well at all in our relationship. On the verge of breaking up. So I think I just need a change of everything. And I like Charlotte, and I work, the industry I work in, there is a lot of opportunities down there.
Okay. Well, you know, I have nothing personal against Charlotte, actually. My mother is from 20 miles south of there, so I've lived in that area for different times in my life. And so my questions are more about what you're looking for. Whenever things are not going as we expected or as we desire in our lives, we look for a way to deal with the situation, to change it to whatever it is we want it to be. And we often look outside of ourselves for those answers, but the answers are actually within us. Now, moving to Charlotte is absolutely great. Go ahead, move to Charlotte. But what you're looking for is not actually in Charlotte, it's in you.
Right, that I understand. Yeah, no, that I understand. I just, for me to personally grow, I think I need to get out of where I am. Just my surroundings, my environment. I did this years ago. I moved to California for a year, and, you know, I did a reset, and it actually worked out kind of well. But I want to move permanently. Long Island is extremely expensive. Extremely expensive. You know, the job market here for what I do isn't that great, believe it or not.
Yeah. No, I can understand all of that. So one of the things that I do is called Infinity Healing, and it's a method of connecting directly with the source and kind of clearing things out and resetting yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like, we can do a little of that and
without a doubt.
See if it gives you clarity. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. You need clarity. I'm now activating the Infinity Healing. If you would like to. Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, great. So I will be asking you some questions, and I will then ask you to say yes if it's something that you want. And if you say yes, I'll tell you to take 3 deep breaths. And when you're taking those 3 deep breaths, you are opening yourself up more and more to the Creator, God, Source, Universe, whatever name fits into your life. And you are allowing yourself to change. Once we start this process with Infinity Healing, it will continue until it is complete. So it's not just a matter of it's changing you right now. It's going to keep changing you until whatever the core issue is resolved.
Okay.
So let's see what they want to clear in you. So would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing the false belief that there's something wrong with your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for allowing yourself to receive the clarity that you're looking for as far as what your next steps are? Should be. If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for completely and totally releasing the false belief that you are ever supposed to struggle or suffer or go through any kind of yucky stuff in order to learn the lessons that you've come to learn in this lifetime? If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing you to focus on your relationship with yourself, to really understand what it is you really want to do in this life, who it is you really want to be, so that you can embrace and love yourself and allow your life to flow from that love? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are your past and that your past determines your future, that your past really has anything to do with who you are choosing to be right now, so that you have the freedom to make your choices in now and not from all of that entanglement with the past? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of those false identities that you've accumulated over the years so that you can have a true connection and understanding with the truth of you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, so how do you feel now?
Good, actually. Okay, yeah. I'm a little bit more relaxed, definitely.
Yeah. Good. So, what is it that you want to create in your life?
Just peace and happiness. I mean, I know that that's what everybody says, but, you know, the last few years have been a struggle. So I just, I think it's a struggle from, A, my environment, meaning, Long Island is an extremely difficult place to live. I've had a couple of setbacks with different issues, and that's why, ultimately I'm looking to move and relocate myself and hopefully my wife and daughter come with me and, basically start everything anew in a new place. And I know my issues are my issues, but I think without outside static that is currently here where I am, it'll help everything infinitely.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do a little more work, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that your circumstances are actually important, that they dictate your life in any way, shape, or form, instead of them just being something that you have created so that you can learn the lessons that you are here to learn? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely clearing and releasing all of the false beliefs that you have about yourself, about whether or not you are good enough or worthy, or whether or not you deserve to be peace and happy, whether or not you've done anything wrong or you need to be punished or there's any guilt or blame or any of that stuff? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely clearing the slate so that you can start anew right now before you go anyplace else, in this moment, you can decide who it is you really want to be, what it is you really want to create, and use now. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening you up and allowing you to see everything, every situation, every circumstances through the eyes of love so that you can truly see the benefit of everything that's happened and you can make your decisions coming from your soul, your higher self, so you are always doing what is for the highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel now?
Good. Actually, it comes to me that I should move, to tell you the truth. Like, I just had an image that I should move.
Okay, great. So now when you are talking with your lovely bride about moving, you can come from a different perspective. You know, you can show her how this is something that's actually going to be good for all of you, that it's an opportunity
right.
for everybody to embrace a new life. And they're showing me images, so I can't talk while they're showing me images. Okay,
sure.
They're showing that this is going to be a change of pace that you guys really need. All of you really need this because you've been so intense where you are. It's like, oh, you really need to breathe. So, yeah, you'll be able to relax and breathe. That makes sense?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Wonderful. So, was there anything else?
No, that's really about it. I thank you. I mean, I don't know how it works. I mean, do they say, you know, soon or just it's going to happen or to something that's needed or?
Well, my guidance never tells me dates and times. They refuse to do that. They say it's a complete and utter waste of time because the second you change, everything they've told you changes. Okay.
Right.
So they're saying that they will be, you have a team that works with you. Everybody does. And your team will be showing you the steps, they always just show you the next step. They never, you know, show you, oh, here's the next 20 steps. Go ahead and do it. They show you one step at a time. So they're going to be showing you the steps that are going to make this move as fast and amazing as it can possibly be. And I'm getting that it will happen that way if you work with them, if you take the steps that you are guided to take. And you may be moving sooner than you ever imagined. And they can do anything, you know. They'll provide you with everything that you need. They can guide you to the best movers, the best prices, you know, and they can even, you know, bring more money into your life, whatever it is that you need. Just ask them. Let them know what it is you want. Because if you ask, they're always answering you.
Fantastic. Well, that's what I will do.
Well, wonderful. Okay, there's one more little thing they want us to do. So, would you like an infinity healing for you accepting the truth that you are good enough that you are valuable, you are worthy, you are incredible. There is absolutely nothing you can do, and there is no one who has ever been born or ever will be born who is better than you. You are enough. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So have you been thinking about changing careers?
Same industry. I work in financial services. And that's where I've been pretty much focusing my efforts, because in my line of business, you have licenses, and I have some very substantial licenses. So it's, in theory, it should be easier, or relatively easy, if you will, to land a position.
Okay. I'm just seeing that. Okay. They are encouraging you to kind of look outside the box. You know, still do the finance, but do it in a different way. And I have no idea what the different way looks like, but you're smiling when you do it. So look at something that's non-traditional.
Okay.
That will still allow you to use your expertise, but actually allow you to be happier, to be more of service to other people, to make a difference in people's lives, because that's something that you really want to do.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. When I have clients, I definitely do the best, you know, the best for them. You know, I don't do the best for me. I do the best for them. So.
Okay. Well, you know, look for the non-traditional stuff.
I definitely will.
And see what feels good to you, and go for that.
I definitely will. Well, thank
you
very
fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic.
You have a super
day.
Thank
you for calling in. You too, Don.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. Show's almost half over. I'm supposed to put in this part. Hi, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to change their beliefs and change their lives. I offer a free 20-minute discovery session for any new people, and all you have to do is go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the Schedule Now button and book a discovery session. And like I said, this is free. It's 20 minutes, and I will use the Infinity Healing like I did with Don. And we will work on whatever issues it is that you want to work on during that 20 minutes so that you can experience the change that this can bring into your life. Because that's what life is all about. It's about evolving and becoming who we really are. So if that's something you're interested in, feel free to go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and book your discovery session. Sharing this infinity healing energy with other people is really something that I love to do. You know, this is what calls to my heart, to my soul. And so I'd be more than happy to share that with you. And if you have any questions, you can email me at barbara.healing@gmail.com. Now, let's go to our other caller.
Oh.
Hi, Helena.
Hello, Barbara. It's nice to hear your voice.
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, more turmoil, but I was listening in, and I needed everything that the gentleman needed, so I was doing it along with that. Just with this new move, in my heart, I feel I don't belong where I'm at, and I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing, and because I prayed really hard about asking for the most, benevolent outcome for where I was living, where I am living. You know, not being thrilled with being there. And so then, as you know, the person in my apartment, my other apartment that I left, wants out. And I strongly feel that that happened as a result of my asking. But now I'm a little bit like, and I'm also in Florida visiting my aunt, and that brings up lots of stuff, tons of stuff. So I was just wondering maybe if we could do some family healing on what it is I need right now.
Well, sure. I don't see why not.
All right.
Let's see what they want to start with.
Okay. Yeah. Where did it begin?
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the turmoil that's going through you now? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing your brain to just be quiet, to be still, to just be, and not have to come up with 1,001 answers to everything that's going on? If so, say yes.
A yes.
Very nice deep breath. And would you like an infinite healing for giving you clarity?
Absolutely.
Clarity about what it is you feel, what it is you really want, who it is you are, what it is you're moving towards. Clarity about everything in your life so that you don't need to worry. You don't need to beat yourself up. You don't need to think, because you'll know. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Well, that last one brought up a lot of stuff. So, just kind of sad.
Okay, would you like an infinity healing for giving you the ability to just release the stuff that comes up, to not stay stuck in any of the emotion, any of the past, any of the memories, any of that stuff, to just let it flow out of you as it is coming up, because that's what it's coming up for. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you have never gotten your life right? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Very nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you have always done what was for your highest good? You've always made the best decisions in every moment. And everything that has ever happened has actually been for your benefit. And there is nothing that you ever need to beat yourself up about. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
I'm better. Sometimes it's kind of hard to think that everything that's gone down over my life has been for my highest good. That I've done or initiated. But just let that be.
Yeah, actually, you don't really need to think about it. You're just letting it go. You're saying, okay, the past is the past, and I'm moving forward. So would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to have your heart opened to you to fully embrace and love you? If so,
yeah.
Say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that your life is changing? Your life is changing and evolving and becoming more than you ever imagined that it could be. And that as these changes are occurring, you are gaining insight into who you are and who it is that you are creating yourself to be. And you are allowing yourself to experience the beauty and the wonder of life. You are allowing yourself to be provided for by God. You are allowing things in your life to flow with grace and ease. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel now?
Well, you know, some of the constant thoughts have quieted down. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Kind of thing. How's it all going to work out? All those hows and whats.
So would you like an infinity healing? We're turning all of those hows over to God. They're putting it into God's hands, letting God be the one to do God's work so that your brain doesn't have to figure it out. Just so say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Now, how does that feel?
It feels a little calmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about drawing rather than thinking about, where am I going to go to?
Well, good, because when you are allowing your creativity to flow by doing, you know, drawing, writing, whatever it is your creative outlet is, then you're actually opening yourself up to being in the flow of having everything in your life go the way that's for your highest good. So doing something creative is actually more beneficial than people realize. So definitely, if you are feeling creative, be creative. Okay, let me check in and see if there's anything else they want to do or say for you today.
Thank you.
So would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to opening up to love, to feeling the love that is around you, the love that God has for you, the love that all of the beautiful angels on your team have for you, the love that all of your ancestors have for you, all of that love that is there for you. They want you to feel it. So if you're willing to do that, say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
Better. Feels better.
Okay, so what they want you to know is that you are loved. They're saying you, Helena, are loved. You always have been, you always will be. And so they're filling you with this beautiful light right now. They say it's the light of love. Okay, so they're filling you with the light of love. Like they're anchoring into you the recognition of the love that is there for you. So go do something creative. Go sit by the ocean and draw the waves or something.
Yeah.
With lots of water around you.
There is water here. I don't know if I'll get to the beach today, but boy, that would be a nice thing. Maybe it'll be tonight, but hopefully I'll get there before I leave here. Could definitely use it.
If someone offers you that opportunity, be sure and say yes. Yeah.
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 Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in and bringing love into the lives of so many other people.
Thanks. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And drink lots of water and go be creative.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we get these ideas in our mind about who we are and what we're allowed to have in our lives and what we are required to be, and we start putting up all of these walls, all of these rules and regulations in our lives and say, I can't be something different because, and the becauses can vary. Could be because you went to college and you got a degree in this field and this is what you have to do because this is where your education and your credentials are. And if you do anything else, then you don't have the credentials and, oh my gosh, that'll never work. And you can see how you start building all of these walls. Well, it's time to let those walls go. It's time for every one of us to start opening up to the truth of who we are. To start letting those walls fall down. Start tapping into our hearts, into the knowing of who we are. We really do accumulate so many different identities throughout our lives. You know, if you're around your parents, you have the identity of being your child. You're around your children, you have the identity of being their parent. And sometimes if you're around both your parents and your children, you find yourself in a bit of a quandary because you don't know which identity to be in. Well, let go of all of the identities and start being who you really are in every moment. Start allowing yourself to flow from that love within you and to live that truth. So if you would like an infinity healing for releasing all of those identities, all of those beliefs that say you have to be this way or that way, do this thing or that thing, all of that stuff that you've lived by all of your life, just letting it go and allowing yourself to come to terms with the truth of you so that you only have one identity. So no matter who you are around, you are being who you truly are. That you never have to worry about how other people are seeing you or thinking about you or what their opinions are of you. Because you will know the truth of you. And if so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. The world is changing. And you can feel the energy now. The energy that is around us. And the energy that is really intense right now. And it's bringing about phenomenal changes in our lives when we are opening up to allowing those changes. This is an opportunity for you to become your truth. To stop living in all of those false identities. To fully embrace you. And there is nothing and no one more important in your life than you. And if you are not doing everything that you possibly can to be the very best you that you can be, then you're shortchanging the whole world. Because you are more than you ever imagined. And God is on your side. And always has been, and always will be. And just take a nice deep breath. And let the energy of that truth flow through you. Even when I'm just talking, as opposed to, you know, officially doing the infinity healing with someone, that infinity healing energy is still there. It's still coming to you, working on you, if you are willing to allow it. The only thing it takes is you saying yes. So you don't ever have to just wait for the questions, you know. You can just say yes to that energy. to allowing those changes in your life, to opening up to you. So let yourself become. Let yourself become the real you. Let yourself start embracing life for all of its beauty and its possibilities and its opportunities and its wonder, and coming from that childlike innocence. And let go of those identities that say you have to be a grown-up, you have to be serious, you have to go. And just take a nice deep breath. This is you opening up to you, opening up to your life, opening up to a future that is filled with love and light and beauty and creativity and music and everything that feels fantastic. And every deep breath is you letting go of the past, letting go of how things used to be, letting go of the things that weighed you down, releasing the chains and the shackles and all of the rules and regulations that you've had in your life, and just breathing in the truth. The truth that you are so much more, are so much more. And just let yourself feel it. Let yourself live it. Let it flow through. And remember, if it starts bringing up all that old crap from the past, just let that flow out. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to stop it. You don't need to analyze it. Just let it go. And breathe. Our whole world is changing. And you can look around and you can see that. You can see how there's so much chaos and turmoil and all of these institutions that have been there for so long, that have been running our lives for so long. And they're now all being shaken up, and some of them are actually being taken down. And that is part of the change that is going on. And it is a good thing. Because in order for us to have that heaven on earth, we've got to let go of the stuff that doesn't vibrationally match with heaven. Heaven doesn't have a bunch of rules and regulations. If it did, it wouldn't be heaven. Heaven doesn't have all of that lack. And that lack just goes throughout our lives in so many different ways. It's not just money. It's also love. It's self-esteem. It's opportunities. It's everything. Everywhere we look, we think that there's not enough, and we've got to let that go so that we can see that there is more than enough, that it is possible for each and every one of us to have everything that we desire, that God is willing to provide for us everything we need without any limitation. And just breathe that energy in. And let it just dissolve all those old beliefs, all those old thoughts, all those old feelings that are not in alignment with abundance, with truth, with beauty, with bliss, with who you really are. Because that is what you are moving towards. That is what you are becoming. And just breathe. And know that everything that you desire, everything that is for your highest good, is attracted to you. It's automatic. It is attracted to you. It is coming to you. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the natural way it is meant to be. So if you are focusing on what you truly desire, if you are focusing on the good things in your life, if you are focusing on what you really want to create, then you are attracting all of that to you. And it's there, there. Know what it is that you're really thinking about, because that is what you are attracting into your life. And let go of the things that you don't want to experience. You don't need to think about them. You don't need to worry about them. You don't need to be concerned about them. Let them go. And focus on what you truly desire. And just breathe. And right now you are just being filled with that beautiful infinity healing energy. And it is flowing throughout every cell of your being. It is clearing out all of that clutter, all of those old false beliefs, those false identities. You may feel it working in your solar plexus as it is helping you to release, to just let go, and to open up, and to be the truth of who you are. And there's nothing more beautiful than that. And just breathe. And sometimes it just feels like you're floating on the ocean. Just laying there and flowing with the water. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to say. Nowhere to be. It's just time for you. Because there is no one more important in your life than you. So taking time for you is an important part of every day. It's not just something you should do when you go on vacation. It's something you should do every day. Breathe. And allow yourself to just be in that beautiful, beautiful energy. That energy that doesn't demand anything of you. It's just there for you. And doesn't it feel good to just allow yourself to receive and say yes and receive and allow. And notice whatever comes up, just let it go. Just be open and allow that flow. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to be. Breathe. It feels good. So we're almost at the end of the show for today. I want to remind everybody that Friday my guests will be DC Love and Michelle. And we will be doing angel readings and infinity healing and opening you up to the love and the laughter of life so that you can feel what it feels like to really be alive, to really allow joy in your life. And with all the changes that are going on in the world, the more you can come back to the truth of you, back to the joy within you, the better your life becomes and the better the world becomes. Because the changes that happen in the world start within us, within each and every one of us. And so when we are allowing ourselves to be filled with peace and happiness, we are making it easier and easier for the world to be filled with peace and happiness. So if you want to change the world, change yourself. I mean, that is really the only way to do it. It's the only thing that really works. So I hope that everyone will allow themselves to be this week. And if you need to come back to the archives and listen to this show over so you can get back into this energy, it is there for you. The energy stays in this recording. And you can feel it anytime you want to. This is your life. Open your arms and embrace your life. And allow yourself to live in the truth of who you are. God loves you. I love you. I'd like for you to love you too. Be well. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I will talk to you again on Friday. If you have any questions for me, just send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And don't forget, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's actually free recordings that are clearing different issues under the little tab that says free things or something like that. So you can experience this energy even more. You can let go of even more. It's your choice. It's your life. You get to decide what you are creating. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you on Friday. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye, everybody. Mm-hmm.